Jackson Heights locker room chat continuing here on KNZA. Basketball season rolls along, and we're joined by the boys' coach, that is Brett Platner. A 1-1 start to the season, coach. That first game against Royal Valley, Panthers got off to a scorching start behind the arc. Just really couldn't overcome that, but you guys bounced back that Friday to Tuesday turnaround. Get that first win against ACCHS. Talk about the first week. What have you seen from your team so far?
Credit to Royal Valley, first and foremost, for their Friday game. Like you said, they were very, really hot from behind the perimeter. Some of that was, you know, poor rotations and poor defensive assignments from us. But some of those, we had hand-eye closeouts. We were tight to them, and they were still hitting shots. So credit to them. I thought it was a fun back-and-forth game where we closed it to 4 or 5 points a couple of times, but couldn't find that breakthrough in order to try to either take the lead or get it to a one-possession game. Turned around Tuesday, play ACCHS, and our main focus on Monday was sharpening up on the defensive end, making sure we had good closeouts, good help side positioning, and tough to tell whether we improved or not just based on one game, but I thought we did improve our positioning quite a bit and really made it difficult on ACCHS on the offensive end on the floor. And now I think we gotta put both of those together now, because while the defense was better on Tuesday, I thought our offense lacked in execution to maybe a lesser level than it did on Friday.
Well, you'll get Pleasant Ridge on Friday. We'll talk about them in a moment. But a quick thought here on Drake Mellies. Of course, he's a sophomore. His freshman year, he was an all-league caliber talent. And then he steps in, has a couple double-digit games here early on in his sophomore season. Just a tremendous athlete. What have you seen from him right now, first couple games into his sophomore season, maybe compared to the first couple games last year when he was a freshman?
Yeah, and I think I mentioned this kind of in our first show, that Drake is really starting to take his understanding of the game to a new level, to where he's being the coach on the floor type role, to where he doesn't think he has to look over to me to call every set or get us in every play that we need to. He's calling that himself and kind of feeling the game out for what the team needs at the moment. So really impressed with his overall understanding of the game so far. And we actually had a conversation at halftime yesterday. He went into half, got in some foul trouble, had 0 points. I told him, you need to be more aggressive and you need to understand that you're one of the better players on the team. And he comes out in the third quarter and has 11 of his 13 points in the third quarter, looking to be more aggressive, attacking off the perimeter, because when he's good, we're good as a team. He can drive the lane, kick out to his teammates. He can knock down shots from the perimeter himself. So we need him to continue to be aggressive, continue to play with a high level of confidence for the team to be successful.
And the importance of the Wetmore transfers and Chulions and also McQueen, the additions of those two, what have you liked from them?
Weston does everything that doesn't show up on the box score. And actually on Friday, his box score did reflect the things that he does, and Tuesday as well. But hustle plays, rebounding, doing all the little intrinsic things that you need to be successful as a team. He's our best communicator on defense, making sure everybody knows where he is at all times. He is the leader within the timeouts, getting everybody refocused, getting everybody on assignment. I can't be happier with his leadership that he's brought over and his commitment to winning. And Braden comes from a very basketball-sound family that knows basketball, and he knows basketball too. He's maybe not the vocal leader or the expressionate person that Weston is, but he knows exactly what we need from him. He knows exactly how to get it done. And he's constantly bouncing ideas off of me when it may be free throws or timeouts about, hey, I saw this player doing this, or I saw the defense doing that. What do you want me to do to react to that? And like I said, when you have a lot of high IQ players on your team, it makes your job as a coach that much easier.
Game 3 on Friday. You're back at home against Pleasant Ridge in league play. What can you tell us about the Rams?
Well, I know they're going to be well coached, and they play a fast, up-tempo style of basketball. They got us twice last year, both with some pretty good shooting nights, to where kind of similar to what we saw on Friday versus Royal Valley. Our closeouts were just a half step late, or our hand wasn't high as it should have been to affect the shot. So I expect them to come in playing that high-tempo level of basketball, wanting to shoot from the perimeter. And if we allow them to get hot or we're slow in rotation, they're going to have some success for us. So I expect our defensive commitment to stay strong headed into Friday. And Wednesday, Thursday here, we're going to work on taking that next step offensively, so that hopefully when Friday rolls around, both aspects of our game are up to the level we need to be successful.
Jackson Heights boys coach, that is Brett Platner, joining us off a win against ACCHS. Back to it on Friday at home against Pleasant Ridge. Of course, a game you can watch on the Cobra Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Brandon.